Hello, and it's good to be back. I'm Jane Johnson, the founder of Careering Into Motherhood, and it really is good to be back with a shiny new series of the podcast. Thank you to all of our guest hosts who've taken the mic over the last 12 months. You've covered some brilliant topics and shared your expertise with our listeners, whom I know have enjoyed the change. But we're changing it up again. We're going to be dropping this podcast weekly with a series of guests, some of which I'll be interviewing and others I'll be handing over the mic once again. Our aim at Careering Into Motherhood is to make life as a working mother that little bit easier. And I passionately believe that coaching and a supportive community are absolutely fundamental to that. It's why we have a partnership with over 60 different coaches who can help you with anything from changing careers to parenting children with special educational needs, going through divorce or other relationship challenges, to launching a business of your own. All the support and advice from our coaches is available on our website, www.careeringintomotherhood.com. And don't forget, the Careering Into Motherhood community is also available to you over on Facebook. Just search for our name and apply to join the group. We've got 11,000 other mums who will welcome you with open arms, and you can meet and engage with our coaches there as well. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode and let's get this interview started. My guest today is the inimitable Tamsin Williamson, a former marketing executive who ran big campaigns for large FMCG brands. She says, "When I became a mum, suddenly everything stopped making sense. Motherhood, for all its wonders, threw life completely off kilter. My world suddenly felt in major conflict with my new life as a mum." She says, "I didn't recognise myself. I found myself stuck in a massive disillusioned rut with loads of unanswered questions and zero clarity about what to do about it." She tried to muddle through for a while, but she'd lost her mojo, and she says she felt like a half-baked version of herself, something I know a lot of us feel shortly after having children. Tamsin retrained as a coach. She went through some coaching herself and had such a life-changing experience, she decided that was how she wanted to show up in the world and help other women to go on a similar journey. She says she's never looked back, and she's now living a life that she enjoys and that gives her a huge amount of fulfillment. Today, we're therefore going to be talking about why it's never too late to make a change. Tamsin, welcome. Now, we started our discussions about this subject with the idea of growing older and how society, or we ourselves, can make us feel, especially as women, that we have a certain shelf life. I was just interested initially in how that has played out for you as a mother in particular, whether those are some of the things you've experienced or you've obviously noticed with your clients and more widely in society.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a topic that I feel really passionately about, because it is something that I am talking about all the time with my clients. You know, women come to me who are mothers all the time, and they're absolutely filled with fear around the fact that potentially their time has run out, that the opportunity to make a change, that actually they have, I suppose, expired in some way. And this experience and having these conversations is so important to have, because so many women ultimately do end up staying in jobs that they're not enjoying, that doesn't feel matched to them, that clashes with their other priorities in their life, or that, you know, really just makes them feel really rubbish in themselves and does nothing for their self-esteem, for their self-confidence. So yeah, doing as much as we can to challenge those beliefs and those stories that we have for ourselves, the stories that maybe society puts out there that makes us stay small, that makes us stay kind of hidden away and afraid. It is so very important. And yeah, it's a massive part of the work that I do. And yes, you know, I think part of this passion really does come from my own experience as well. And, you know, before I started my own business, before I retrained as a coach, I worked in the marketing and events industry. And yes, I think having kids was like the massive catalyst for me to ultimately make a change. But actually, mm-hmm. I think before I had kids, as a woman, I think this noise, this unhelpful noise, I think was definitely playing its part in the way that I felt. You know, I was in an industry where perhaps it is a younger industry, and mm-hmm. I'm saying that with kind of bunny ears as I say younger. But I suddenly, as I kind of went into my 30s, I started becoming aware that I was one of the older people in the business. Mm-hmm. You know, I suddenly started to feel that I wasn't one of the kind of, you know, the young kids who were kind of there, and you know, I wasn't maybe being invited out for drinks as much as I used to be. Maybe I didn't want to go out for drinks as much as I used to want to. I don't know. And I suddenly started becoming very aware that perhaps the kind of traditional trajectory that was expected of me, perhaps that wasn't what I wanted. But then I also didn't really know what the other option was, because that was a career that I'd done for, you know, the best part of 12 years at that stage, probably. So it's like, oh my gosh, but I've done this forever. What else could I do? So it starts to make you feel trapped. It starts to make you kind of feel like you just need to maybe settle. And then, of course, I had kids, which threw another whole layer into the mix, because I was one of very few parents within my business, within my industry. You know, suddenly like finding like-minded people who were experiencing the same challenges as me, it became more and more difficult for me to kind of feel that sense of solidarity and to identify with other people. And I think all of that contributes to this feeling of being stuck, this feeling that maybe like there isn't a place for us as women or as mothers, particularly in certain industries, and that it's a really big battle to fight our way through, to kind of have our voices heard, or to kind of carve out this space that actually truly feels like ourselves.
But I think it's also this idea, this whole concept of change, which obviously will mean different things to different listeners. And I know you work with clients, you know, whether it's career change or experiencing life changes or whatever it may be, setting up a business. But this idea, certainly from my perspective, it never really occurred to me that a career change might be, you know, something I could actually achieve. You know, I grew up in a family where my parents went to university, did vocational subjects in science, and then went into careers in science, and they would never have changed direction there. And so that was, I was kind of brought up with this expectation that I would do the same, get on this treadmill, go to, you know, school, go to university, get into a job and stay there for as long as they would have me even. And so this concept is relatively new, of this idea that you can have, you know, whether we talk about portfolio careers or change of direction, reinventing yourself. And I'm interested, Tamsin, in your thoughts, because I think actually motherhood calls you to question pretty much everything. Well, it certainly did with me, everything about why you're doing. Your time is so pressured and precious, but pressured, and where you spend it. So you need to be getting bang for buck, if you like, when you're also choosing to have a career. So if it's one that you're not enjoying or you're not finding fulfillment, then change is possible. And you know, that's why I believe, as you say, it is never too late to make any kind of change.
It's never too late, but I appreciate how scary it can be. I appreciate how when you're time pressured and you feel like you sometimes don't even have time to have a shower, you know, when you're juggling work and kids and everything else, like how then making space in your life to do something like change career, you know, that must feel just like a mountain to climb, it like Mission Impossible sometimes. But actually, the reality of it is, like, first of all, the thought of it, I think, is often you know, it can become our biggest blocker, like the fear and the terror, that can become our biggest blocker. But actually, if we connect with what is on the other side of that, you know, ultimately, we're looking to make a change so that we feel less overwhelmed, so that we feel a greater sense of balance or space, or we get to spend more time with our kids, or we get to feel a greater sense of like personal professional fulfillment. So, you know, that idea of making a change, it's sort of being able to look beyond it and being able to identify what the kind of holy grail is, or the promised land on the other side that is going to make it worth it. And I think that is where sometimes doing it alone, you know, making that change, you know, we tell ourselves so many stories that can stop us from taking the steps that we need. And I suppose in those cases, that sometimes when getting external support, like working with a coach, can really help, because you kind of need somebody who's like outside of your head to get in there and chop down all those kind of roadblocks that are getting in your way, and to challenge some of the kind of limiting beliefs that you're having about yourself, and to shine a light on what it is that actually is possible, like the potential that you do have. Because sometimes it is so very difficult to see that for yourself when like life is full to the brim already.
Yeah, that's so true. I think also this, just having some time, and interested in your thoughts and how you help clients, or, you know, how you advise people. You hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, the thing is, when you have no time, in inverted commas, to do things for yourself, it is just easier to keep kicking things down the road. And, oh, I'll do it at Christmas, or I'll do it at Easter. I'll do it over the summer when I've got some downtime. And that just never happens. So obviously, if you can work with a coach, you're carving out that regular, semi-regular time just to talk about these kinds of things. But how do you carve out time for, whether it, you know, you're running your own business, you're planning, how do you carve out time? You're also obviously a busy mother of two.
So it's not something that I've got like the silver bullet. Like, it's really important to say that. Like, it's not something where I was just like, oh, good, here's the solution. I'm going to put that into practice and hey, presto, now everything makes sense. Like, it's taken some experimentation. It's taken trial and error. It's taken some fine tuning. It's taken a bit of getting things wrong, or things not working the way I hoped that they would. But it's also taken a lot of fun and like curiosity and tuning into myself. And and I'm really happy to share some of the things that work for me. But I also want to massively caveat it to say that the things that work for me, they work because I have taken the time to think about what I want my life to look like. I've taken time to think about what my priorities are, and I have kind of come up with solutions that fit my life. And I talk a lot about this on my marketing, social media, and with my clients about creating a U-shaped life. And actually what I do, and the ways in which I carve out time for myself, for my business, for my own fulfillment and all the other stuff that matters to me, is because actually I've taken that step back and I've said, okay, well, what does this me-shaped version of a happy, balanced life look like? And I found solutions that fit with that. And that's exactly what I do with my clients as well. You know, we look at them as a unique, multifaceted, standalone individual. And it's not about a kind of cookie cutter solution that says, okay, do this, this, and this, and then off you go. It's actually us working together to find ways for them to reclaim ownership over their own life in a way that actually suits them and their family and their priorities as well. And I think the moment that we start to try and kind of imitate what other people are doing, or how other people are doing it, or we see someone else's version of success and think, oh, I want a bit of that, I'm going to copy them. Actually, I think very often it doesn't necessarily feel quite as good as we hoped it would.
It's really true. Yeah.
So I suppose that is the approach that I have taken. And in a way, I'm loath to like share what my strategy is, because I don't want anybody to listen and be like, oh, okay, well, she's done that and it works, so off I go.
Yeah.
Actually, it's about kind of going inwards and saying, okay, well, how do I want it to look for me?
If you're a coach listening to this and you want to join our mission to make life that little bit easier for working mothers, then we have a limited number of places available on our coaching partnership programme in 2024. You'll get access to our community of thousands of mums interested in coaching advice, in-person support with your business development and marketing, and opportunities to create a valuable content library that resonates with your potential clients. Coaching can be a lonely business when you're on your own. We've got a supportive cohort of around 60 other coaches who can help you. And we bring marketing and communications tools and an active community of mums. I'm Jane, the founder of Career Means Motherhood. And as a fellow female founder, I want to see your business thrive. And I want to help more women to access the game-changing powers of your professional coaching. Email me for more details, jane@careeringintomotherhood.com. That's jane@careeringintomotherhood.com. Now back to the interview. Yeah, that's really true. You know, it's very interesting actually, because also and very pertinent to careering into motherhood. When we started out, lots of people would sort of say, oh, well, you know, what is the answer? And in fact, I was doing an interview for someone last week, and they had put a strap line around careering into motherhood about, you know, finding the perfect balance or something for your life and your career. And I thought, that is absolutely not what we could ever claim to sell, you know, because every single family is unique. Every woman is obviously unique. Every family structure is unique. So there is no blueprint. There's no one size fits all. What works for me won't be what works for you. But I say, you know, what we're about is equipping women with the skills and the confidence to be able to create a life that works for them. And that's clearly what you've done, Tamsin.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, particularly as mothers, like our children are going to change and grow up. So the things that are working for me now are different to the things that worked for me when my kids were much younger. You know, they're 8 and 6 now. Like when they were toddlers, like, and babies and stuff, you know, very different things were happening and I was using it in a very different way. So as you said, it's about like picking up those tools that you can use and apply at all these different stages. Like, you know, yes, let's apply them and put it into practice now. But then it's about kind of building the confidence and the resilience and the kind of flexibility to then say, okay, but actually a little bit later down the line when my kids are in school or when they're more independent and I have a bit more time, actually I feel equipped to then know how to keep showing up for myself or to kind of evolve the way that these things happen. And I think, you know, this is such a great mindset to take on when it comes to making a change, whether it's making a change in your career, whether it's making a change in a relationship or in the way in which your life is structured. It's about like remembering the experience and the tools that you've got. It doesn't have to feel like you're starting from the beginning. It doesn't have to feel like, you know, you've got nothing to offer. It's about coming back to the experience and the skills and the qualities that you are actually armed with in your own personal toolkit and then being able to apply them to whatever challenge you might be faced with, whatever stage or chapter you might be in your life.
Yeah, certainly. And so, you know, coming back to this idea, which so many of us feel about, oh, it's too late now to do X, or I wish I'd done that before or something like that. And, you know, particularly I'm thinking in this occasion where we touched upon this when we were arranging this interview. If somebody has taken a big chunk of time out for whatever reason, obviously the majority of our listeners, it may be for childcare, raising a family, and then they're wanting to go back into work and ideally into, you know, some sort of career type role. And yet they're faced with employers unable to get their heads around the fact that we may have had a chunk of time out, not just sitting on our backsides, twiddling our thumbs and drinking coffee, but actually developing some really employable skills. So how do you support clients when, you know, perhaps on the surface of it, it feels like society or employers aren't telling us it's too late, when actually, as I say, it's about lifting the lid a little bit and how we almost pitch ourselves to employers and how we carry ourselves in front of society, that that time has absolutely not been wasted, and that time, you know, has not meant we've just been away from the world, and it's not too late. I suppose that's what we're, how do we get that message out is my question.
So much of it, I think, is about having conviction in yourself and, you know, and sort of how you choose to show up to these conversations, to present yourself. And I think as mums, and particularly mums who might have taken time out to raise their kids, I think there is this real tendency to be apologetic, to apologize for the gap on our CV, to apologize for wanting flexibility, for example. You know, and actually, I think sometimes those apologies, they raise alarm bells amongst an employer, because suddenly, you know, I think it gives off perhaps a sign that, oh, you know, this person's a mum, and so that's going to be a problem. Whereas actually, I think if we're able to really own the fact that we're a mother, and this is something that we've worked so hard at, it's something that we've, you know, should feel so proud of ourselves around. But also, by being apologetic about it, it's kind of falling into that narrative that, you know, being a mum isn't a job, that, you know, that it's, you know, time off. Whereas actually, we all know that we've worked so very hard. It's probably one of the most character building experiences that many of us will ever have gone through. And sometimes actually we come out on the other side like so much stronger and more resilient than maybe we ever realized we needed to be beforehand. And also just, you know, our desire to work. And I appreciate that some people working is a necessity, some people working is absolutely a choice and it's like a non-negotiable for them. But actually making that choice to be there in that interview, saying, I want to work, I'm putting myself out here to commit to this amidst all the other stuff that's going on. Like, I think there is so much to take from making a statement like that and showing an employer that actually you are serious, that you are very much there, committed. You get to be committed to your work and you get to be a great parent at the same time. And actually, you know, yes, there might be a bit more kind of juggling going on in the background, but they don't even need to know about that at that stage. Like, it's really about owning like who you are, what you've got to offer, the experience that you've got, remembering all the experience and, you know, whether that's life experience or professional experience that you had before you became a parent, because that all still counts as well. You know, I think there's a real tendency to almost like overlook it if there's been a little bit of a gap, as if we've forgotten what we learned or what we did, as if that stuff suddenly kind of has an expiry date, but it doesn't. All of that stuff still counts. So it's really about kind of giving ourselves credit for everything that we have got in our toolkit, everything that happened before we became a parent, everything that's happened since we became a parent, and like owning it. And I know that parenthood can knock our confidence and make us wobble, but if you notice that happening, it's just really important not to let that swallow you up, but actually to address it and to remember that there are ways in which you can tackle that hurdle, that you can kind of rebuild that confidence so that, you know, you can believe in yourself and your abilities and like really put it out there without feeling that you need to apologize for having a life outside of work, ultimately.
Yes, certainly, certainly. Conscious of time, because we could sort of go on and talk about this for ages. And, you know, as I think you've put across very, very well, that we're not here with any solutions or blueprints, but more ideas and things to think about, and different perspectives as well. But on this subject of change, what is perhaps the one or two things that you would like to change when it comes to women and work and motherhood?
So, oh, what a good question. I think the first thing that I would love is to give all mums a permission slip to shout from the rooftops about the fact that they have kids, and that is a bloody amazing achievement to have fulfilled.
Love it.
Because this bit around, and I know I've mentioned it already, this bit around being apologetic, one of the things that most profoundly impacted me when I had kids and I was in permanent employment was this feeling of constantly needing to apologize, needing to be sorry that I had kids, needing to be sorry that I couldn't work late into the evening, or that I couldn't be available for certain things, or I couldn't give as much as other people would give, even though all of this stuff was actually out of my contract. You know, this is all about like going above and beyond. And I think if I'd have given myself more permission to own what I needed, what I wanted, to own the fact that having kids is such a very natural thing that people have been doing forever and ever, it would have made me feel so much better. Right. It would have, you know, yes, I think it sends out a really important message to employers and to kind of society when women stand loud and proud and say, hell, I've got kids and I, you know, and I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do everything that I want to do. I'm not going to let it get in my way. And I think that is the knock-on effect. That's the kind of ripple effect, that if more of us are able to do that, that's when we'll see kind of real societal change.
Yeah.
But actually, the personal internal experience, the hard time that as mums we give ourselves, the vulnerability and the fear and the paranoia and the anxiety that actually feeling the need to hide away, this really important emotional part of our identities can have, that is something that I would love more of us to feel the freedom and the confidence to own.
I love it, yeah.
So I think that is what kind of really stands at the front of this. And I suppose connected to that is a conversation around boundaries. And I mean, you could have a whole massive whole podcast on boundaries, particularly, of course, but it is connected to it because it's also about, as part of that kind of giving yourself permission, it's also thinking about what it is that needs protecting, what matters to you so much in your life that you want to protect it and you want to put boundaries in place, and setting those boundaries so that other people pay attention to them, but actually honoring your own boundaries. Yes. So actually being like, okay, I'm telling everybody that I'm not available to work. I'm not available after 5 p.m. That sends a message out to your employers. But then if they contact you at 6 p.m. and expect you to answer, and you do, then actually you're undoing that work. You know, I think it's also about kind of connected to that. It's about not doing it in a tokenistic way. It's about doing it and owning it and using that as a way of showing up for yourself and making an external statement, but also kind of, it's a self-worth piece. It's about, you know, telling yourself, I'm doing this not just because I should, or not just because, you know, I want this from other people, but I'm doing it for myself, and it makes me worthy, and it helps me to really value the choices that I'm making for myself and know that I'm doing the best I can to give myself the life that I want to make.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tamsin. Lots and lots of gems in there. And also really realistic and grounded. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Thanks, and, me.
We will put some notes below, and but people can obviously find out more about working with you via our website, Tamsin Williamson. You've got a profile because you're one of our partner coaches. And yeah, there's lots and lots of information. I know you've also written some great articles on related subjects. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Jane.
Well, I'm definitely sold. I hope Tamsin has provided a bit of guidance or maybe convinced you or just reassured you that it really is never too late to make a change. Don't forget, you can find out more about our guests in the show notes. You can also find our library of coaching resources, articles, tools, and even free mini sessions, all delivered by professional coaches over on our website, www.careeringintomotherhood.com. Don't forget, we have a hugely supportive community of over 11,000 mums on Facebook. And if you're an employer, big or small, and you're looking to differentiate your brand and support women's careers, then please get in touch about our corporate consultancy programmes. Thanks for listening. I'm Jane Johnson, and I hope this episode has helped to make life that little bit easier for you as a working mum or as someone who wants to support working mums and thinks they deserve a bit more.